Hello, this is Ash Rowan, Rosa Radney's assistant. Before we get started, I wanted to let you know that you can learn more about Rosa's work at www.masteringmagicwitchcraft.com, or you can check out her blog at www.rose-ariadne.com.
The next one is, I had my heart broken 2 months ago, and I am wondering if there are any spells to help with this. If so, how does magic actually stop the pain? And I know you have an example of a spell or two in your manual for this, and I think that obviously this person hasn't read the manual yet. It hasn't even been released up to this point, but they're wondering, is it possible? Does it really work? And how does it? How does it work, you know?
Okay. Pardon me.
No problem.
Broken hearts are something I think that all of us go through. And yes, I do have spells in there for helping to heal a broken heart. Now, helping to heal a broken heart is as much cutting yourself off from the energy of that other individual. That does not mean necessarily cutting them out of your life. Now, sometimes relationships can end in a good way, but that doesn't mean that it's any less hurtful or that your heart is any less hurting at the time that it ends. So you may not necessarily want to cut them totally out of your life, but part of the pain that comes from a heartbreak is that you have a connection with every person you touch. If you're walking down the street and you smile at somebody and they smile back, there's a connection that is tied between the two of you. Now, I usually recommend to a lot of my beginning students, especially since they're starting to tap into these energies, is that at the end of the day, you need to cut all of those energies away from you anyway. You know, say in a shower before you go to bed, cut them all away, wash them down the drain, so because those energies can strengthen and connect, and you can get that feedback of pain.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you get into a relationship with somebody, obviously, those type of ties are extremely strong. And if you're not cutting those ties between you, not only are you feeling your pain, but you're feeling theirs as well. Or if they're shunting anger, you know, because they're the ones that did the because they're the ones that broke up with you for whatever reason, if they're sending anger along that, or if they're feeling anger, that's all coming back to you, and that's intensifying your emotions. And so part of the whole process of being able to heal that broken heart is first to be able to disconnect yourself from that person that you were involved with in the first place. And that's a painful process in itself.
Yes.
And each day, that pain grows a little less, because every time you think about them, you're reconnecting that tie.
Okay.
But each time you connect that tie, it's not as strong as it was the last time. And so that's where the pain is coming from. And by being able to disconnect yourself from that person, you're disconnecting yourself from the pain. And that's how the magic works to actually help to heal that.
Oh, that's just wonderful. And so that's why it hurts so bad and it can last so long. It's because not only are you feeling your own pain, but you're feeling theirs. And every time you think about it, it reconnects that pain. And wow, I've never thought about it that way. So
remember to visit Rose at her blog, www.rose-ariadne.com, and also take a peek at her life's work at www.masteringmagicwitchcraft.com.